Secretary of Health and Human Services Tommy Thompson showed up in Barcelona today to address the Global Conference on AIDS. Thompson had intended to talk about the Bush administration's efforts to combat the transmission of AIDS from mothers to children, but as NPR's Frank Browning reports, he was shouted off the stage.
Stealing a page from past conferences, members of ACT UP, Gay Men's Health Crisis, and several other American activists disrupted Thompson's address to the International AIDS Conference, protesting that the Bush administration had failed to meet its obligations, either internationally or domestically, in fighting the epidemic.
The U.S. has refused to give its fair share to the Global Fund, giving only $200 million instead of the $2 billion that is needed.
Shame! 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 Shame!
In addition to the $200 million the United States has given the Global Fund, it is also spending $200 million this year to stop the spread of AIDS between mothers and children in Africa. But Thompson never got a chance to put that point across.
Well, in South Africa, we visited an orphanage where all the children wanted was to be picked up and hugged.
As the demonstration ground on, half the audience applauded, while the others sat silent. Manmohni Saxena, a doctor from India, was irritated.
This is not the way things are done. I mean, if they wanted to demonstrate it for 4-5 minutes, but should not take us as a hostage.
Ulla Lallegren, a Swedish AIDS prevention worker, differed.
They are right. They are right, I think.
San Francisco epidemiologist Andrew Moss merely shrugged.
A bunch of Americans who can't stand not to be in the middle of the action.
At issue is the amount of money being given by the rich nations, notably the United States, to the Global Fund to fight AIDS, TB, and malaria. UNAIDS has said it will take at least $10 billion per year to bring the epidemic under control. So far, $2 billion has been contributed. Later, in an impromptu press clutch, the activist spoke to reporters.
I'm Mark Milano. I'm with ACT UP New York. And this is deja vu all over again. 10 years ago, ACT UP shouted down the then Secretary of Health and Human Services, Louis Sullivan, in San Francisco. This year we did the same thing to Secretary Tommy Thompson, because the U.S. gives a lot of lip service to fighting AIDS around the world, to fighting AIDS in our own country, and actually is doing exactly the reverse. We refuse to let Tommy Thompson get up here at this conference and lie and claim the U.S. is trying to help, when in reality, the U.S. is primarily responsible for many of the deaths in the world today.
They can shout, but that doesn't deter me or the president one bit.
Secretary Thompson speaking to reporters backstage.
I understand that people are passionate about this, and I understand that they want to blame the United States.
Once Thompson was gone, most of the activists also left the session on global AIDS funding. Frank Browning, NPR News, Barcelona.